This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the contradictory worlds of political struggle in Morocco. The magic of the Organizer's Forum is that we immerse ourselves in the work of counterparts in diverse areas of change-making, along with as much of the local culture as we can absorb. The risk and constant caution is not deceiving ourselves that this deep dive ends on solid ground once on shore. We seize on clear visions even while recognizing that they may only be a mirage. Where we think we see democracy, we may only be seeing a face mask for subtle repression. Where we embrace the energy and passion of individuals, we have to be careful to examine where everything is going and whether it's sustainable, whether it will actually work. We always want to be positive and supportive, but we recognize that we're visitors. We're not tourists. We want to be seen as comrades in struggle, looking to learn, but we recognize as North Americans and Europeans that we are seen as privileged and often opportunistically, no matter how humbly we try to represent ourselves. Finally, we're organizers, bred and trained to question, to be skeptical, to analyze and doubt, to test words against action, presentations against reality, all integrated into our every thought. In that spirit, a first-time participant turned to me after a long and exciting presentation from a labor organization and asked me if I thought it was a real union or not. That's just how we are. All of which led me to reflect on some of the contradictions that emerged from all of our meetings that, if accurate, concerned me. Among the people we met, there seemed to be divisions, perhaps irreconcilable, between and among the forces for change. On our first afternoon, I was surprised to hear a journalist and activist from the 20th of February movement express an opinion indicating that most nonprofits and unions were essentially tools of the state. One activist, pointing out the problems of minorities, laid the blame on the king, but it was also clear later that he did not want his photo used and that he was leaving the country to make money in hopes of making change later. Other activists, including our favorite firebrand, Betty Latchgar, with MALI, the Movement for Alternative Individual Liberties, resisted becoming nonprofits in the same way because of the requirements of the state. The issue was the usual requirement that in registering with the government, the organization was required to express some allegiance to the state. And in Morocco, that also means the king and Islam as a state religion. Is that so different from the requirements that many U.S. and Canadian organizations accept in order to get tax exemptions by pledging not to be political? Yes and no, but it's only a difference in degree. On the other hand, we met with cultural organizers with vibrant programs in art and theater and deep community roots and political programs who'd registered and received most of their support from foreign and EU sources, yet were enthusiastically embraced by some of the same activists that scoffed at unions and organizational registration. Women's organizations were also extremely politically active and essential in changing the family code and winning protections for women, but also registered and supported, and were supported by the younger activists. It seems the contradiction was more between activists than organizers. The organizers accepted the compromise of state registration in order to build more stable structures to sustain and fight for change. The activists were more committed to movement, solidarity, direct action, cultural events, education in the public space, mobilizing rather than organizing, social media rather than institution building. For the younger activists, their commitment was deep, but it was not their work in the same way it was the full-time commitment of the unionist or even the cultural and community center nonprofits, who also saw it as their life job. I'm not sure either realized the trade-off or the consequences. In Morocco, they clearly knew each other and in many cases got along well and with respect. But would they have the ability to come together and find that they'd built the capacity to make change when the opportunity presented or not? That question would stay with me a long time and leave me waiting to watch and see. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.